Well, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, hell. Yeah, we're hanging in there.
Good.
Shit. Good.
My gosh, you sound so much like your dad on the phone.
You think?
You never heard that before, I bet.
Oh, never. Never. Holy shit.
Yeah, so...
So how you doing?
I'm doing really good, really good. Living in Colorado, been back here, oh, let me see. 2017 we moved back. My dad had leukemia twice, so we went back to Wisconsin for a bit, and then after he got better, we came back here to the mountains.
Well, shit, whereabouts? Denver or outside of Denver, or...
Nope, we're on the other side of Colorado, out on the western slope, south of Grand Junction.
Oh, you're out in the mountains.
Yes, we are. Absolutely
nice.
Love it. Got a whole playground in our backyard and our front yard. Oh,
great. Great.
And
yeah,
so
I went out to a little town a couple of years ago, to a town called Gunnison.
Oh, that's like 30 miles from us.
Really?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So you're kind of in that valley?
Yep, so we live
or
in Montrose.
Okay.
Did you go through Montrose on your way to Gunnison? You dropped down from Grand Junction.
I came down from Denver and Grand Junction and then went up across Monarch Mountain.
Oh.
On that little two-lane to get in there.
Monarch is fine. Was that with a semi?
Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And
wow.
It was the middle of December. It was 60 degrees in frickin' Denver. I got to the other side of Monarch, and it was 30 below, and I said, what the hell just happened? I literally just went from T-shirt and shorts and jeans to, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah. You know, and Gunnison is a weird little area. It is notorious.
Oh.
For being cold ass all winter long. I don't know why.
One of the locals had told me there was they put in a reservoir somewhere in that area. And after they put that big reservoir in, it started getting really damn cold, like colder than normal out there. After they did
so
somehow that changed the climate a little bit out there.
Interesting. I'll be darned. Huh. I'm going to have to look that up now, too. That's pretty cool.
But the owner of Love's Truck Stops, Mr. Love, he built a house out there just outside of Gunnison on the side of the mountain. And... We were delivering windows and doors for his house, and every window in that place is tempered glass, and it's heavy as hell, and it took like 3 truckloads.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Ridiculous.
That had to have been a cool run, though.
It was. And there was a little drifting, blowing snow. It wasn't actively snowing when I went across Monarch, but oh my God, was it gorgeous. Oh.
Wow, I bet. Yep, it is pretty up in there too. Wow. So how many trucks are you guys running?
Oh, we got 10 running right now.
Wow, nice. Good for you guys.
Thanks.
How long have you been in business?
Oh shit, I got my license back in the mid-90s.
Oh, wow.
And I worked for a couple local companies around here, and then I worked for Mayflower doing trade shows. That was fun, but we were popping pills we shouldn't have been popping and drinking a lot of Mountain Dew. And, oh, my God, when you got to go from Portland, Oregon to Philadelphia in 3 days, that's pretty much a nonstop cross-country trip, and then you got 3 logbooks, and then you get sick of dealing with multiple logbooks, and you just take them and toss them in the bunk and keep going. Give me one second, Dale.
Were you running?
Give me 1 second.
Oh,
hold on. All right. Yeah, I was my local parts supplier. I had to approve a couple batteries for my mechanic.
Gotcha.
He's like, just so you know, that was the third set he's picked up now. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Driver will ruin that stuff on you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when they keep the credit card on file and your mechanic just randomly goes in and picks up parts.
Yep.
So, and
are you
what's
doing,
funny
you
is
running
the guy that runs the parts counter actually went to high school with my fucking mechanic.
No, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow. Small world.
Pretty good relationship there, so, and he always gives him a good deal on prices, so he gives me a good deal on prices.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good deal. So then I broke my back and,
how in the world did you do that?
Trucking.
You fall off a trailer?
No. Here's the funny thing. It was a couple things that led into ending up having the spinal fusion. So, you know, bouncing down the road in the truck, okay, that's one thing. And, you know, my back starts hurting, but, well, hell, you're bouncing down these damn roads in this truck. It's like, holy shit. Of course your back's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Well, unbeknownst to me, you know, our family's got this whole nice little thing called degenerative discs. So, bouncing down the road, two of my vertebrae actually kind of start slapping each other, which caused all kinds of micro fractures. Then one day I'm going to pick up a trailer and I'm cranking the handle on the landing gear on the trailer and the thing's like rusted up, froze up, it won't move. I just give it everything I got and my feet stayed planted, but from the waist up everything twisted and turned and bent and that separated those micro fractures in one of my vertebrae. It opened them up enough to pinch some nerves, and that's when I went screwed. So that's how that happened. So then I didn't drive for a long time, and then it was about 10 years until the nerves and everything got good again, you know, and it's like, well, shit, I think I can go back to driving truck if I ever wanted to, and opportunity came up to go out to North Dakota into the oil fields, and
that was good money, I bet.
Oh, fuck yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I've heard we knew several people that uprooted and moved up there just to go work in the oil fields because the money was so good.
Right. Exactly. So we did some driving out there, did that for about 6 years, and after the first 6 months, the owners of the company out there put me in charge of the trucking company only after 6 months.
Wow.
And then from there we started working on building a environmental facility out there to clean the dirty water and clean the dirty dirt before it goes to the landfill. So what we're actually putting in the landfill is actually clean instead of just all contaminated and shit.
So,
you know, just like the oil, any oil field, it about every 8 years it ebbs
dries
and flows,
up.
And it went to shit. And we got the hell out and started our company, and that was, you know, we're on our seventh year now.
Wow!
So
that's awesome. Good for you guys.
Started out with us in one truck, so.
Wow. Are you running vans, flatbeds, step deck combination?
We got a couple vans, but mostly reefer.
Oh, okay. Now, have you got accounts in Wisconsin that you're running out and then backhauling on the way back?
I got a couple direct customers here. We really don't do a whole lot with them, but they do pay good. So,
nice.
Very nice. Are you get other people, other guys wanting to do it because they pay good, but not only that, you use their trailers.
Oh wow, that's nice.
Problem is, it's a lot of manual labor.
You guys have to lump the loads.
Just sit on the raft. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I know.
Doors and siding and
We spent about 8 or 9 years in trucking. Yeah. Oh my God. Trying to get a driver to lump a load. Holy cow.
Oh.
and tarp a load sometimes. Man.
Right. Even tarp. I mean, I don't blame them. I don't mind flatbedding, but tarping, no. You can go.
Yeah, I know. I had to tarp a load of the big bales of straw. Four by eights. I don't remember how big they are. Oh my God. I mean, it's stacked as high as it'll go. And yeah, climbing up around down there and tarping the whole thing is a whole lot of fun. Not so much.
Oh.
Now, I Googled surprise. Yep. Where, how did you come
surprise
up with that name?
Surprise without the first R.
Right, exactly. Okay, so it is, I gotcha. Now, you come up as surprise logistics, and then you come up as
surprise
trucking.
Surprise logistics as well, yep.
So you do run brokerage too then?
We do have a brokerage. We haven't done anything with it yet.
Okay.
We're kind of letting the DOT age on it a little bit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But on top of that, we had a guy to come in and run the whole thing, and then he backed out at the last minute.
Oh, that stinks.
Because we don't know what the hell we're doing when it comes to a brokerage. We want somebody that knows what the hell they're doing. And we want them to come in and run it. And we are willing to pay crazy money for somebody to do that because that's not our main income. Our main income is the trucking. We don't need the income from the logistics.
Sure.
So I'm somebody that knows what the hell they're doing with a brokerage. You come in, I will pay you 50% of everything you book.
You know, I'm going to think through my the database in my head of people that we worked with. It's been a long time since we were in trucking, though. Those people have probably moved on, but I'll give it some thought, see if I can think of anybody. So we started as a brokerage and then moved to, we have bought semis, bought three of the stupid things. Well, two to start with. And I kid you not.
$1 billion to $1 million, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. And here's the kicker. We bought them. We got the drivers for them. I got my CDL because I figured I'm going to be dispatching these guys. They're going to be crying about tarp and loads. What's that?
She's like, nope, I'm not doing it.
And then they were, I kid you not, we were delivering our first two loads as we watched the Twin Towers being bombed. And you know what fuel prices did, and you know what the economy did. Oh my God. We tanked so fast. We had over $250,000 in outstanding receivables that our clients weren't going to pay because they couldn't pay. Like, yep, screw that, see you around. And it was just, there was in hock so bad on the
You want to talk about bad timing.
And then out, what's that?
Talk about bad timing.
Oh, it absolutely was. It was just ridiculous. But anyway, so you guys need help with your trucking, though. You mentioned your website.
Sorry, I got trying to untangle dog cords. And they keep one's on the leash, one isn't, and they want to run and play, and they're beating me up here. Okay, there.
Yeah, mine's yelling at me. He wants to go outside too.
Come here, lady.
Right. Darn kids.
Yeah, we got
a for,
we got a
one
year old
and critters.
Shepherd and a like a 4 month old black lab.
Oh, nice.
Pain in the ass.
Oh my gosh. So I pulled up your website. There it is. So we don't
pretty much the main page is pretty much the main page is all that's done, you know, the main landing page.
Okay. So
I did all that the hard way, just code on code on code.
Wow. Yikes. So we don't work on websites. I mean, we do, but we don't. We don't just do websites for the general public. So we do search engine optimization and digital marketing. So one of our specialties is getting our clients seen on the first page of Google, right in the map section when people are searching for those services. So wrapped in that, we can build you a website. That's kind of where I'm leaning toward for you guys.
Okay.
And then maybe Facebook too. So as far as first page Google goes, what would happen is I'd actually close off New London and a 50-mile radius around home base for you. I know obviously you guys go farther out than that. But what it means is in that 50-mile radius, we'd never be able to accept another trucking company. It's strict Google rules that we have to follow. We can only work with one company per industry, per area. So in that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with a competitor of yours if they offer any of the same services. And then we do all of the programming necessary, get all that data pushed over to Google so that when people are searching for your trucking services, you come up right in the map section on the first page. And then they just click and call you directly. Maybe I didn't. Have you done your Google business profile yet, Brian?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I saw it. Now I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, and it's actually pretty.
There it is.
Quite a bit of stuff. So
I found it. Yep. There it is. Perfect. So we'll do the optimization on that. And we're also, you don't have any Google reviews, do you? Oh, that's the logistics one. Let me get over to trucking. Oh, you've got three. Okay, awesome. So I would suggest let us rebuild your website. It can still have your logo. It can, you know, still the same content. We would probably rewrite parts of it so it's keyworded and optimized. It can still have the same look and feel.
What you see literally took me about 6 hours.
Oh, wow. Well, and you're not supposed to specialize in websites. So you're supposed to be trucking.
Well, you know, my previous life, I used to be a systems admin and all that shit. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, and what did you use WordPress? Or something else on this?
Nope. It's all strict HTML.
Wow. Okay. So we build ours on WordPress. Obviously, you'd be the administrator. We'd have basically guest access. And we rebuild it, park it right back on the domain you've already got. And when we build websites, we build them so that they're Google compliant and optimized right from the get-go. So that helps your visibility, too. And then we connect all that together, obviously, with everything else that you've got out on online. We actually run a tool. It's a name and address cleanup tool is what it is. So if there's, you know, old phone numbers or old email addresses or old, you know, whatever out there, we can find them and correct them. And then we get you out to all the directories, too. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, White Pages, there are about 60 different directories that we'll get to listed to you. So, we plaster you far and wide. In addition to being on first page of Google for your trucking services, you're out on all the directories too. Now, have you gotten any, business from your Facebook page yet?
Oh, I see. People do search and find us and contact us.
Most
of it is for, most of it is for my catalyst, the fuel additive that I sell.
Oh, okay. Which one is that?
It's Pittsburgh Power, which is a mechanic shop just outside of Pittsburgh. And I'm actually friends with the owner, and I'm friends with the chemist and the owner of the chemical company that produced this stuff. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. I was wondering, one of our guys that works here sells Fuel Factor X, I think is what it's called, if I remember right. It's a fuel additive. It's supposed to get you better MPG.
Yeah, this stuff it's kind of more designed around the emission systems.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
Because so many people have problems with the emission systems. And it's a catalyst. It's all concentrate. So you 1 ounce treats 25 gallons of fuel, you know.
Wow.
So one gallon treats 3,200 gallons of fuel. And I am not a salesman, but if I believe in something, I can sell it.
Right. Absolutely. So, well, you have to believe, exactly. That's just how it is.
People can tell if you're smooth talking jackass or if you actually believe in something, I bought some for myself personally, and I tested it and gave most of the first gallon away and got feedback back on it. And I really believe in the shit, I've seen it in my truck. My truck without it will do a regen every night while it's idling.
Wow.
With you.
That's amazing.
It can go 3 weeks without doing a regen.
Wow. That's amazing. That is just amazing.
Right. And you know how much fuel a regen will use? Holy shit. So if you cut back on your regens, you're increasing your fuel mileage.
Oh, sure. Wow. That's amazing.
Yep.
That's amazing. Very cool.
Yeah,
well,
everything nice and clean, and carbon buildup is what destroys a turbo too. Well,
right. Yep. Absolutely. Well,
the carbon from forming in the first place.
And they're not cheap engines to fix.
No, not by any means. One of my guys
just
had a turbo done, and it cost him $11,000.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
Yeah. Last time I did one, it was like $5,000.
Wow. Well, and that's too. Prices on everything have gone up. Just insane. Although ours haven't. I don't know why our company hasn't raised our prices yet, but I would imagine it's coming, but they haven't yet. So, and you probably want to know about cost too. Back up a little bit. Pricing is on a flat monthly rate. And being that we would be doing the digital marketing, the SEO for you, at getting you on first page, we don't charge for leads or clicks or calls. They all go straight to you. So literally they just click and call you. We'll actually put a tool, though, on your website that tracks how many clicks and calls you're getting and where those searches are performed from. And you'll have a back-end dashboard that you can log in, get all that data. So if you're getting more searches from one particular area and it's doing really good for you, you can tell us, hey, let's focus in on this area a little bit more, things like that, all that info you need on incoming. And then your website will build no charge. We'll maintain it as well, so you don't have to worry about it. Anytime you want anything changed, all you have to do is let us know. So if you have photos you want to add or reviews you want to show or you add services, you add trucks, you run in a promo, whatever it is, we can really quickly get website changes done. And then, of course, all that links into your Google business profile. We'll optimize that too. So my husband is a home inspector out here in Colorado, and I actually put him on one of our plans too, to get him more business for his home inspection business. So I'm going after the same package that I put him on, and then I'll be able to do the friends and family discount for you. So it's on a flat monthly and never anything more. So normal retail is $399 a month for Wisconsin and a $299 setup. But let me see, you guys. So I'm looking at promos I can put in here to get you down there. So I put in two different codes for you that'll work. It'll get you down to $199 a month. And okay. Then it drops the setup down to $99. So that's awesome. It shaved $200 off of each of them, off the monthly and off of the setup. So the setup is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then it's just that flat $199 that is putting you on the first page of Google, keeping you there. Please excuse my whiny dog in the background.
You know what I got? There's just outside now. Unhandled, but my damn black lab, she likes to go and, you know, they're both on opposing leashes, and they just play and fight and everything else. So they get twisted all together and knotted up. The black lab has not figured out that, hey, I'm not supposed to go running around and through the picnic table because I get tied up and
you get tangled.
Oh, my God.
Oh, too funny. Too funny. Here, I just give him a frozen peanut butter filled Kong. That'll keep him busy for a while.
Right.
That's a great idea. And then, of course, the rebuild of your website and maintaining it also. And then from there on out, we keep an eye on the algorithms. I mean, they change just about daily.
Google is retarded with that.
It is. It
You'll
is.
Go
I mean,
from
think,
first to 500th overnight, and you're going, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and thankfully, we're Google Premier Channel partners, so we're able to keep on top of it and make changes quickly so that you don't lose page rank. So yeah, it's pretty cool. So is that just sound like something you're interested in doing?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. I think it'd be good for you. It gets you out there for sure. And then later on too, when you're ready to, you know, get the logistics part moving, we can do same thing on the logistics side. Awesome. Well, should we go ahead and get you set up, Brian?
Why don't you start set? Send, you got some stuff you can send me?
I do. Actually, what I'll do as part of our setup process is I'll send you exactly what you're getting. I'm trying to get you to pull up here in my system. Okay, well, it doesn't want to do it yet. So, let me grab, what's your email address, Brian?
I'll just text it to you.
Awesome.
It's pretty easy.
You got one of those long ones?
Nah, just surprisetrucking@gmail.com.
Oh, that's easy enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, plenty easy.
Oh, and I don't even know if I mentioned the company I work for is Local Splash. I don't think I even mentioned that. Okay, there we go. So the first email I'm sending you is info on that dashboard and analytics. And then I'm going to send you your price and package. So you've got that in writing too.
Okay. Perfect.
There we go. You got to adjust it with your discounts. All right. Perfect. That one's on the way to you too. Let me know if they make it.
All right. Holy shit. I got a bad habit of pacing while I'm on the damn phone. And, oh, God, it just picks my ass.
They might have gone into your junk, too, just because they talk about advertising.
Yeah, there's a couple articles.
Oh, you sent me a couple. Oh, yeah, you mentioned that. I was going to ask you about that. That definitely needs to be on your website.
Right.
Wow, that is so cool. I'll go read those later. I'm just looking at the headlines and the links.
Yeah.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, there's a few, one of them's pretty damn long and they got, during the article, they got ads in the middle. So when it looks like, when you're reading it and all of a sudden you look like you're reading something else. Oh yeah, that's an ad. Just keep scrolling. All right. I did get your emails.
Awesome. Awesome. Go ahead and open those up and just kind of skim through. Let me know if you have any questions. Oh, and two, I didn't mention, we don't do contracts, so you're not locked into anything. It is strictly month to month. We just,
okay.
I don't know, we don't believe in it. I know a lot of companies lock their customers into contracts, but I don't know. We just feel that if we're going to do our job, which we intend to do, we don't have to get married to our clients. So just no contracts.
Okay.
Well, I can't believe we both ended up going into trucking. That's just amazing. I'm glad you're doing well though. I'm glad you hit your stuff at the right time. It's good to see somebody doing good in trucking.
You know what's amazing is our dispatcher.
Mm-hmm.
He is a salesman. He likes dangling carrots out in front of you. He will specifically go out and find some carrot to dangle in front of you.
Oh,
just,
wow.
Just to get you to do what he wants. but no, he used to be my boss when we were in the oil field.
Oh, wow.
Now
nice.
He's our dispatcher. Yeah.
Kind of know his work style and everything. That's awesome.
Yep. And me and him just eventually, we just became really good friends. And our thought process, well, while we both come up with the same end result in our thought processes, the road and path to get there usually is
completely different.
Yeah, but we can pretty much read each other's minds, and oh my God, it's
nice.
Ridiculous. Yeah, it's awesome.
Hey,
it's just a great fit.
Brian, would you mind if we disconnect and I call you right back? I need my system to update so I can get deeper into your account. It won't do it until the system I'm on sends the info I input to the, it's goofy. When we're setting up someone who's not in our system yet, it's just a roundabout way of making it update. Do you mind if I call you right back?
That's fine, dear.
Awesome. Thank you. Talk to you in a minute.
All right. Yep.
Bye-bye. Yep.